970-823-9202.
Welcome again to the Faith Pest Control Podcast. Hi, I'm Mike Stewart, your host, and we're here today with pest expert Fred Talley of Faith Pest Control. Faith Pest Control services all the fine folks in Jasper, Georgia, Blue Ridge, Georgia, LJ, Georgia, and pretty much anywhere in the North Georgia Mountains. If you have a pest problem, Fred Talley is the man to take care of those problems. And now, here's Fred Talley.
So, Mikey, southern flying squirrels, they actually live pretty much in the eastern half of the United States. From southeastern Canada all the way down into southern Florida. And they're pretty much nocturnal animals. It's actually pretty rare for humans to have any kind of meaningful interaction with flying squirrels because they are almost exclusively nocturnal animals. They mostly live in the forest, which have either acorn and nut-bearing trees, as well as some source of water. Their habitat must also have some scattered dead trees and some dead trees that kind of remain standing. Flying squirrels will sometimes nest in attics of human homes, if you will. And that's when pest control and wildlife control professionals get involved. Flying squirrels generally are less active during the colder months. However, here in North Georgia, we typically don't have winters cold enough for them to be totally inactive. Nighttime in the fall is considered one of the best times to be able to see the flying squirrels because they're busy at that time of year gathering and storing food for the winter. As far as sound goes, you can identify a flying squirrel by they have a high-pitched, cheap, if you will, that in often can be heard around the first 2 or 3 hours after sunset. The flying squirrels use these cheeps or chirps and various other sounds, and with these sounds they are able to keep track of each other as well as to warn each other of some type of impending danger. Sometimes these sounds are so shrill that they exceed the upper limits of the frequencies that humans can hear. In warmer weather, flying squirrels feed on multiple forms of vegetation, notably mushrooms, persimmons, wild grapes, and the bark of many hardwood trees. They also feed on hickory nuts and acorns and the pits of wild cherries, to include other seeds as well in that. Flying squirrels do not hibernate. However, they will nest together during the winter, and they'll nest together in groups. They have the ability to reduce their metabolic rate as well as their body temperature in order to conserve energy. And they also rely on each other's body heat that's radiated in their friend group, if you will. Female flying squirrels are actually very attentive parents to their young. The mothers will maintain several secondary nests, which are available to them to take their young in order to keep them safe from predators. Even if the predator is larger than the female or the mother, and even if she is outnumbered, she will not hesitate to defend her young. A flying squirrel mother has been observed moving her young during a forest fire, in which during that process of moving them, she was actually singed herself. I guess goes the saying, hell hath no fury. Flying squirrel nests in the wild are typically made of shredded bark and or Spanish moss. As you can imagine, these squirrels do not actually fly, but they are excellent gliders. They have a membrane that grows between their legs and their body, which allows them to spread their body out almost like a parachute, and they're able to glide. They can quite easily climb out on a tree limb that's higher than the roof of a house and just glide right over to the roof and land safely. Flying squirrels, the baby flying squirrels are typically weaned from their mother when they're 6 to 8 weeks old. When they are initially born, the young are typically about 2.5 inches long, and that's measured from the top of their head to the tip of their tail, and usually weigh less than 1/4 ounce. They're born blind, pink, and hairless. They will open their eyes in approximately 3 weeks. The membrane, as we were talking about earlier, that grows between their body and their legs that allows them the ability to glide, is fully developed at birth. In the wild, flying squirrels have the ability, I guess, and typically live about 5 years, but in captivity, they have been known to live as long as 12 years. Their ability to glide actually develops rather quickly. By about the age of 8 weeks old, they can already execute, I guess, technically difficult maneuvers. They can make 90-degree turns, lateral loops, and other difficult maneuvers just like the adults can. It's not uncommon for adults to glide up to 160 feet. The longest observed glide is actually about 100 yards, which would be 300 feet. Their major predators are, after dark, are owls, snakes, and raccoons. And their peak breeding seasons are February through March, and then again in August through October. So here at Faith Pest Control, we offer a free consultation as well as a 100% make you happy money back guarantee. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your bug problem, and at the end of 30 days you're not 100% happy, we'll come back and retreat your home for free. And we'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us that you are happy. If that still doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment. Plus, we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. The bottom line is this. I want you to be happy with the service that we provide, or you won't owe us a penny, period. If you feel like what I've said makes sense, please call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions that you may have.
Well, Fred, that's great information. Hey, if you're in the North Georgia Mountains, in Jasper, Blue Ridge, LJ, Georgia, or anywhere in the North Georgia Mountains, and you have problems with bugs, just listen to this podcast over and over again and share it with your friends so you'll know what to do. And then, of course, if you're like me and you just don't want to deal with it, call Fred. Fred will take care of you and make sure you get the problem solved. We do this podcast as a community service for all the fine folks in Jasper, Georgia, Blue Ridge, Georgia, LJ, Georgia, and anywhere in the North Georgia Mountains. You can get this podcast from our website, or you can get it from any of the fine podcast services like Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon. Even if you just ask your Alexa, hey, play the Faith Pest Control Podcast latest episode, it will start playing and you can listen right there on your speaker devices. So until next time, this is Mike Stewart for the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202 and be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed.
770-820.